Every time we take a trip, we have an opportunity to expand our awareness and thus to grow spiritually. Travel, undertaken with mindfulness, can be a powerful vehicle for personal transformation. Whether we are going around the world or merely across town, we can enter the exhilarating adventure of the archetypal or universal journey, and we can experience the profound inner metamorphosis that it promises. Conscious travel elevates the process of our journey and enriches our spiritual life. The literature of all cultures speaks of life as a journey. The great heroes of mythology left the comforts of home and embarked on epic expeditions into the unknown. The accounts of their travels, celebrated in song and passed down through the centuries, form the wisdom of the ages. In myth, the journey of life is an adventure of unparalleled drama and excitement, calling forth courage, integrity, generosity, and endurance, and giving back a deep spiritual understanding. Inspirational literature often refers to the spiritual life as the journey of the soul. The seeker quits the everyday routine and travels inward into the undiscovered country to find the divine presence at the heart of his or her being. Through meditation, prayer, and other spiritual practices, the searcher for spiritual knowledge makes a pilgrimage to the divinity within, a brave journey requiring the same virtues with which the heroes of myth armed themselves. The end of the journey for both heroes and saints is enlightenment. If we look at the pattern of the journey as it has come down to us over eons, we see some distinct phases. The first is that of imagining the journey, dreaming about taking the road to another place. Next is preparation, deciding what is to be taken along and what is to remain behind. The third phase involves making the journey itself, with all its serendipitous encounters and amazing unfoldings. After that is the homecoming. And finally, to complete the experience, the traveler recounts the tale of the journey. This program follows the classical phases of a journey and adds to them a spiritual dimension. It begins with the dream of travel. We are restless for movement. We think of leaving where we are and going away, and we imagine what we might encounter on the road to new discoveries. When the dream starts to become reality, we actively prepare for the trip. Now a host of choices must be made. What mode of transportation will we use? What belongings need to be packed and brought with us, and what can be left at home? Who will care for what we leave behind? At last, we embark on the journey itself. The adventures of this trip are amazing, enlarging. We never could have imagined or planned for these people, these sights, these experiences, these openings of the heart. The journey is over, and we return home. But things seem to have changed. In our absence, life went on, and we were not a part of it. We are larger, somehow, from our travels, and we see farther. Slowly, all that once was familiar becomes familiar again, but uplifted to something higher. We close the book of our journey upon the retelling of it. We gather our family, our friends, and show pictures, relate stories, play the music of the place. In this way, the journey reaches completion. The lessons learned are passed to those we love. Travel becomes a spiritual experience when we are conscious at every moment that our physical transportation from place to place has a metaphysical counterpart. Understanding that, the road leads us to an encounter with the stranger at the heart of the journey. We meet ourselves, transformed. This is the way of the traveler. I have written this book as a collection of reflections on the spiritual aspects of travel. Each reflection is followed by a simple activity that brings that aspect to life, then by a meditation or affirmation to help you seal the thought and make it yours. The activities described here are only suggestions. You may come up with your own ways to animate the reflections I have provided. But I highly recommend that you add as many mindful activities as possible to your travel experience. Even small actions of a spiritual nature, you will find, can elevate your travel and bring to it the richness of a sacred event. In the Middle Ages, pilgrims undertaking a long journey to an important hallowed shrine were given a book of prayers and reflections for